Yo, what's good, people? This is Idiots Anonymous. Welcome to episode 3, episode Trez. You get me? We're going to spin the wheel, keep it real, don't get in your feels. And welcome to my guests. What are we saying, people? We good?
We're good. Good.
Lovely, lovely.
Good.
Lovely.
Uh-huh. We're good. We're good.
Uh-huh. How are you feeling today?
Fucked. I'm joking. I'm joking. That was so disappointing. You see, life hits us the same way it hits you, basically. That's
life is life.
Enough for Roman.
I got Mike Tysoned by life today. Damn.
What, you fully took Yikes. You out?
You got Mike Tyson?
Yeah. He was like fighting life, no?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got by life. Out by
Come
life.
On.
Oh, I thought.
Mike Tyson said, listen, you gotta come and live your life.
I thought she was unloading some trauma.
It's too early for that. Life is trauma.
You're right.
You know what? She said something deep the other day, like, as soon as you come out the womb, it's just trauma. It's done.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first.
So you're saying your best time in life is before you've come out
exactly.
of a woman?
I'm warm, chilling, I'm getting fed.
Free
accommodation.
You don't remember it though, so, you know.
That's the problem.
You don't remember it.
No
so.
Photo album to say, oh, this was me in the womb.
Even more trauma. I don't remember it. Best time of my life.
Imagine remembering the womb though. What do you think the womb's like?
I wouldn't know, mate, to be honest.
Warm.
Wet. Not like that.
He's not wrong.
I mean, yeah, you're in amniotic fluid, so.
Yeah.
You're wet.
Yeah, literally.
Is that me? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Well, technically, are you wet if you've never actually been dry?
Like, hold on,
wait, run that back for us
one more time.
Like fish.
Yeah, like if you haven't been dry at any point, then are you wet?
Yeah, it's still wet,
well,
technically.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. But I see where you're coming from.
I know what you mean, though, yeah.
You could say that for conspiracies. Still, just
conspiracy. It's true, because fish is still wet. It's like they say, like, you know how for us the sky is the sky? Are we the sky for fish?
No, I feel like a better comparison probably would have been like, are your bones wet?
Oh, are your bones? I don't think they are wet.
It's the same.
Are your bones wet?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to volunteer for dissection? I've got an icebreaker question for you guys.
Let's do it.
It is. I'm trying to remember it. It is. Okay. If you guys were on death row, what would your last meal be? Oh. It could be anything. It could be even something that you've had before, something your mum cooks, whatever it is. I don't know.
I've thought of this many times.
whoa, hold on. Are you planning something? What's going on?
Listen,
man. I thought of this.
Listen, I'm just
what crimes are you committing, bro?
Nah, I don't know. I would have. I just know what my favourite meal is.
Okay, go on.
So, you got. It's a bit of a mixture of things, yeah. Uh-huh. You've got jollof rice. Then you've got curry goat with the jollof rice. Then you've got plantain.
This guy's talking about after hours.
My bad, bro.
I'd have
after hours for my life for death row, you know.
I could roll with that. Is anyone else?
Anything else? Was that it?
Your exactly. What?
Jollof rice, curry goat, and plantain.
And a bit of coleslaw too.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the way you looked at you just said, like,
well,
of course
more.
That's it,
bro. Like,
it's my death row, not yours.
You have your own death row.
Yeah, go on,
yeah,
let's yeah. see yours.
Yeah, what's yours?
Mine.
Let's shame her meal as well.
Sadza.
Of course.
That's racist,
right? Discrimination.
Listen, I've had enough of this race card being played from you in particular. You've run out of that's your budget for race cards for this season. Go on.
I like that.
I'm talking about budgets.
I thought we were going to say race card. What's wrong with budgets? I'd give financial advice. Get my turtleneck out. You know what I mean? Don't make me back out the turtleneck.
I bet you carry a clipboard with you.
Absolutely. Clipboard. And I wear my glasses like this. Are you ready? That's it. That's the look.
Legit.
That's the look that you need.
That's a finance boy look.
Finance boy. Anyway, sorry. Please.
Yeah. Can I carry on? Can I finish my meal? Sadza. Chicken curry. Rooties.
Okay.
Samosas. No. I'm going to go for some rice and oxtail with butter beans.
There's just bare mixture of meals right now.
So exactly.
But that's good because she knows it's her last meal. She says, I'm filling up. You just said three things. You're like, yeah, after I was just eating. I'm saying that. She knows it's her last meal.
A cold glass of Coke too. That would just...
Oh, I didn't get a drink.
Okay, what drink are you having?
Shit. I'll have a Maggie. No, I'm a...
a Maggie of all things.
Do you know, I'd have a slushie.
Okay, cool.
A slushie?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck?
I've got the... Fair enough. Just, I'm hitting the strip mill. Wow. I'm around on the ends. What's open?
But you're putting a bit of alcohol in that slushie, surely.
Me? Yeah. I would never do anything like that.
You have to go out of weight because you have to get the injection.
What, do you think they're going to bring me rare nephews in jail on death row?
I mean, you could get whatever you want. You'd get a lap dance if you wanted to. You know what I mean? No, I don't know. I just made that up. Don't worry.
I thought we were talking about last meals. Where did the lap dance come from?
That's my point, though. You can get anything you want. Like, whatever you want. Go for it, man. Last meal, bro. I feel like you're not making the most of it. Mm. She set a good example of what, like, you know
she said the same thing as me, just more ingredients, basically. I
mean, okay, Martha Stewart, just calm down.
Sorry, Nigella.
Nigella.
Fucking Gordon Ramsay.
If anyone here is Nigella, it's you, with the way you fucking pronounce things.
Yeah,
it's Mikowabe.
Wait, we discovered a new one. And speaking of cooking, he can't say turmeric.
Turmeric.
Wow.
You disappoint me more and more every time I speak to you, bro.
There was another one that I said the other day. Turmeric, yeah.
Turmeric.
How are you meant to say
it? Sounds like a country you're
trying turmeric.
To
say.
Republic of
turmeric. If you're American.
I don't know. I just...
Turmeric.
I just be saying things, man. Shit, oh. Goddamn. Man,
fairs.
The English is not English.
It's really not, but again, I have two passports, so fuck a lot of you, okay?
So do I. What's your point?
Shit. Fuck the rest of them. Let's form a coalition.
Somewhere out there, Blaze is crying at her lack of passport. Shout out, Blaze.
That's Omar's line.
Sorry, Omar.
Yeah, shout out, Blaze, man.
There you go.
get your passport.
Okay, Tashana, what's your last meal?
Same as you. Standard.
Wow. Mm.
Same.
Like, not a Tashana.
Like, bar for bar? No. Mm-mm. Exactly the
absolute
same.
Absolute same. But I'd add sweet potato. To the curry.
Ooh. There it is. There's the twist.
I forgot the potatoes.
You can't be forgetting the potatoes.
But then when you make chicken curry, there's potatoes anyway. So in my head, they're there already.
They're there. They exist.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Exactly. Simon?
I'm going to go straight JA with it. It's going to be mum's stew chicken, rice and peas. Yeah. Planting on the side, not planting. Yeah. Let's start that argument. Yeah, let's go. No, and and for my drink,
plantain.
I'm either gonna have a Guinness punch, or
a Guinness punch.
Yeah.
No, fuck with a Guinness punch.
I've actually never tried that before.
No.
I've got to have some iron in me because I'm about to get the injection, so I need to be.
I'm trying to firm the injection.
It's not gonna help you. Go for it.
Whatever. I'm trying to firm that injection, bro. It's gonna hit me differently.
Well, yeah, it's going to kill you.
You know what? Just keep it standing. I'm just going to have a pineapple KA.
A pineapple KA? Mm, that's pretty good.
That's a South London classic. Yeah.
You can reminisce on your childhood, you know, sipping on the KAs in the summer, you know what I mean? Like,
don't make them the same anymore, man. This reduced sugar business.
Is that what they've done now?
Yeah, fuck Jamie Oliver.
Fuck him.
Yeah, that guy wrapped it. Ruined primary school for me.
My primary school.
It's mad because when I went out to Jamaica, when I drank a fizzy drink, I tasted different straight away. I was like, wow, well, we're actually getting deprived here. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's
every country you go to that's not the UK has better tasting drinks.
Yeah, it's just peak right now.
That's all problems, for real. Sort of my Fanta doesn't taste like your Fanta.
Right. Hey guys, should we spin the wheel?
Let's spin the wheel.
I guess I'm not eating my last meal.
Yeah, innit? Okay, so you're in the
let's go. Let's go, man. You're starving.
Exactly.
You're done.
Fuck your meal. Fuck my meal. What would I have for my last meal? I'm a simple man. Fried rice, man. Fried rice. I make a pretty good fried rice myself.
This guy said, that's it.
To my meal, he's having fried rice.
Let me, joke,
I didn't even get to describe the ingredients. Okay. Please. And that's why I went last, because I knew mine would be disappointed.
Is it duck fried rice?
I like duck fried, but it wouldn't necessarily be Chinese fried rice. It'd be just a special fried rice, but not the Chinese special fried rice. Get some onions in there. Get, do you know what? Assortment of meats. Why not? Fucking chicken, beef. I'm about to die. It doesn't have to like taste good. It just needs to make sure I get a taste of everything before I go.
Doesn't need to taste good. Sorry. You know what, your last meal needs to
taste good, but do you know what? My idea is to get it kind of like a buffet, because if I'm going to die, like, I would really want to just be able to taste everything for one last time. Do you get it?
Okay. I don't want to
die forgetting what fucking beef tastes like. Do you know what I mean? Like a good burger. I just have a buffet. Let me switch it, actually. Not fried rice. Fuck that. Fried rice in the buffet, but buffet full of everything. I'll get diabetes. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm going to die. Fuck it. Might as well. You know what I mean? Go out with a bang.
Makes sense.
God damn.
Yeah, fuck it.
Died of high cholesterol. The injection didn't do nothing.
I'll be funny if that killed me before. I go out on my own terms again. No.
Best way to go. Fuck it. Okay, now you may spin the
wall. Wild card on the first go.
He's picking it out. Let's go.
Hey, it says blind rank. The other idiots have to get you to do a blind ranking across a category of their choice. 5 places.
Okay, so we've got to do a blind rank. Who's doing it? Is it you that's doing this?
I guess so.
So what category should we go for?
Wait.
Blind
rank. Criminals. Get it to blind rank criminals.
Top 5 criminals.
We're sticking top 5 criminals, right? So we're going to say names of criminals. We'll do one each.
And I have to put them in positions.
Yeah, in positions.
From 1 to 5.
From 1 to 5. Okay. Right. Who wants to go first? I'll go first. What's his name? Ted Bundy. Where are you putting him?
Number 2.
This is a setup.
Number 2, you put him top 5.
Wait,
criminal.
What's like worst to lowest? What's one is
the best.
Worst?
One is like your top criminal, like cream of the crop. This guy.
So when you say goat. Top okay. criminal, is this good at committing crime or just like
he's the goat? I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so I'm gonna put Ted Bundy at 3, not 2.
I've got one.
Go on.
Pablo Escobar.
He might have to go at number 2.
And why have you put those two at like 2 and 3? What's your rationale?
Pablo Escobar, he was a very smart man until he got caught.
Is it? That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about Ted Bundy? Why is he at 3? Just slap bang in the middle.
I don't know.
He killed how many women? Let's get up on screen. Just so we know where Reese put him.
I don't know. He's just the 3, okay? Yeah,
he's just three. I set her up with this one. You see what I've done? Anyone else got any criminals?
Tory Lanez.
Wow.
Whoa.
You are silent.
Wow.
He shot my man in the foot, innit?
Man
and Stallion. Yeah.
Alleged. I'm not
going to put him at 5.
If he's been convicted,
yeah,
it's no longer alleged.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
I'll put him at 5.
He's a criminal.
No, he was still a criminal.
He's not
5.
How, if you're 5. Convicted, you're not a criminal.
No, but come on, man. You can't say that, like.
Five.
Controversial again. Wait, so you don't think he's convicted?
I need that Cat Williams insight where he's like, 5 convictions. What does he say? 5 indictments, no convictions. Yeah.
Flex.
Okay, 2 more. I got 1 and 4.
Okay. My question, so you've put Tory Lanez below Ted Bundy and...
oh, wait, no.
And what's his name? Pablo
Escobar. Yeah, yeah.
Just for the record. That's what you've done.
I was like...
That
basic,
him.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Yeah, we prefer serial killers around here.
No, but if you're talking about the worst of the worst, to like...
Let me test something. Jimmy Savile.
Okay, I'll put him at 1.
What, he's the best criminal?
As in like the worst criminal.
I thought we were doing
I'm not doing best to worst. Like, no.
That's what I thought as well.
No.
Right.
1 being the worst, 5
now
being like,
now it's making sense, because I'm like, damn, what the hell is going on? Okay, so Jimmy Savile's the worst. And now you've just got one more.
One more.
As the least bad criminal. Now we have to think of an extra bad criminal,
oh,
so that way.
Rishi Sunak. Running our country.
Okay,
he goes in fourth place then.
So we've got 1, Jimmy Savile, 2, Pablo Escobar, 3, Ted Bundy.
4,
Rishi Sunak, Fishy Rishi.
5, Tory Lanez.
How did Tory get on this list, bro?
How did Rishi Sunak get on this? He didn't get convicted of anything.
Yeah, but he's just a criminal anyway.
If I speak,
he's a bad guy.
No, I'm joking.
That was the plot twist. You know what this question was for? It was for the invite list for Reed's birthday. Basically, that's what I was trying to compound.
So nice. Yeah.
You've just
invited. Isn't Pablo Escobar dead?
Yeah, he is dead. They took a picture of him when they killed him, and he looked like a fish. Like, you know them pictures of people carrying fish when they
wait, who? Fish.
Pablo Escobar. You don't seen that? When they caught him,
like a fish.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look like a fish. But you know them guys that will post pictures of them like holding a big fish.
I need you to be so much more specific next time.
Wait, they were holding him up like that?
No, but he was just on the floor. Like, they were on a roof. Oh. They chased him through roofs. He was on the floor, and they're all there. Like, they've just caught a big fish. Like, all the FBI guys are standing.
Celebrating like him.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get the picture. I don't know. Yeah, maybe not, because he might get fucking some sort of strike on YouTube nowadays. I don't know. But yeah, it just looks like it's like catch of the day, fucking Pablo Escobar. Fuck it.
Got him.
Fresh in today, exactly.
Shout out Pablo Escobar.
Wow. Okay,
no, stop with shout the
shout out his girlfriend. She held it down.
What did she do?
That's
what?
A real one right there.
She hasn't ratted him out yet. She what?
She hasn't ratted him out. She's
really?
She, yeah.
But he's fucking dead. Why does he need to rat him out?
She's loyal. She loved that man.
Yeah, but rat him out for what? Everyone knows
the drugs. What where else?
Yeah, but it's not a secret. Like,
the law doesn't work that way.
What? I'm
oh
so
good. My
they
God.
Killed him because yes. of drugs. What else did they kill him for? I know that.
To be fair, yeah. If she snitches, what's really going to happen now?
Yeah, he's dead. Everyone knows.
Yeah,
what
but
done.
if you have knowledge of a crime, you're then complicit. So if she snitches, she's also then incriminating herself.
She could also go to jail for being an accomplice.
And they probably wanted to rat out everyone else. Yeah.
She ain't doing shit then. She's just keeping herself safe.
Anyway.
Don't do anything for men. Do you see ungrateful?
What's she doing? He's dead.
He's dead.
You know, I seen a picture of Pablo Escobar when he was the most wanted man in America. He took a picture outside the White House.
I saw that.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah. that.
And that's
Buckingham
actually
Palace
that's one
well.
Of the
no.
coolest pictures ever taken.
Maybe,
I haven't seen
I don't
a Buckingham
know.
Palace one. I saw well, the White
I
House
saw,
one.
I saw the White House one. That's crazy. That takes balls.
That's actually nuts.
For real.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's that like comparable to something like you would have done in front of your parents as a kid to be naughty. I don't know, you stole one of the snacks from the snack cupboard and then you just fucking slammed it in front of
posting at your mum's room.
looking at your mum like, yeah,
exactly.
That's a good
yeah. And there's something else about Pablo Escobar as well. I think he's responsible for the hippo population.
Yeah.
See, fact checker, that's why we love her.
Fact checker for real.
There we go. She could call me on my bullshit. But yeah, he's responsible for like most of the hippo population. They were going.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
endangered.
And then he started breeding them.
Why?
I don't know.
Like
he had a hobby, okay?
What? It's what you do with rich and bored.
So this is our hobby. His yeah. thing was breeding hippos.
And he had
hey
more
guys,
money than he
welcome
could spend.
Back to Hippo Breeding Episode 2. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
somewhere
yeah,
out there, there's some other YouTube channel.
Yeah, like an alternate universe. That's what we're doing with our lives. Breeding hippos.
Yeah. Not me. Not me, bro.
Shall we spin that wheel?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Wrong.
It landed on the exact same one. Maybe it is rigged. Maybe I need to check it out.
God damn
Fears. It. Oh, I got this one. I haven't picked up a card in a while.
Go for it.
Fucking lazy. I let everyone else do the work. Look at me. Barely have to move a muscle. Oh, we've done this one already. I didn't get my cards correct, did I? Shoddy job. For real. The fuck? Would you rather lose your hands or lose your feet?
Feet.
Feet.
Why? One by one. Go.
Then they can give me those little bendy things that they give to people
like
who don't have legs.
Prosthetics.
Yeah.
Or like the curving.
Yeah, no, I don't want the ones that look like feet. I want the ones that are like bendy.
So you could be like Oscar Pistorius.
It's like yeah. a flat thing.
No. The ones that bend, you know the ones that run?
They're like curved.
Well, not Oscar
they're bouncy.
You never seen
yeah,
that?
But then the end of it's like. Straight,
no.
No.
Watch out with this, please. It looks like
oh shit. Okay, I think I know what you mean. Yeah. But that, I'm just trying to imagine that.
That's
scary. That's a scary sight.
Nah, yeah. I lose my hands. I'm so sorry. I'm yeah. very expressive
Wait,
when
you
I
lose
talk.
Your hands?
No, I'm saying I'm not losing my hands.
Oh, you wouldn't. So you
yeah.
Lose
yeah. Hands are too valuable. Like we do too much with our hands.
Yeah, but how are you gonna? Yeah, to be fair, you
prosthetic.
Yeah, but even if you're in
yeah.
a wheelchair, you can still move yourself around, do what you need
but
to do
I'm
with your
a
wheelchair.
Hands. I'm getting one of the prosthetics. If you get them kind of like Blade Runner prosthetics, you'd be fast as fuck as well. Like,
we're running up the stairs.
I don't need to drive anywhere. Run into that shop.
That's an upgrade, bro.
It is an upgrade.
You can run to the shop a bit faster.
Yeah, bro. You can not just to the shop anywhere, bro. Anywhere. you ain't ever missing a bus ever again. A train, fuck that shit, man.
I'm not running for the bus.
Yeah, not that I'm doing that nowadays. But, you know.
Do you think when you go to the airport, you have to like dismantle yourself and like?
I'm not that. Like, they tell you to whip your legs off.
Airport security. Say, right, none of that, but I'll take them off.
Legs in the box.
Oh my goodness. Imagine if you lost both your hands and feet. Then you'd just be what? Like a chicken nugget walking through airport security.
You're getting good at gas cancer.
No, it's true, though. Know? Like, I said, if you've got your cut off here.
To be fair, they do call them chicken nuggets.
Oh my god. I don't know who they is, but they is not me. Please do not group me with these people.
Shout out all the chicken nuggets out there, man. We see you, we love you, we appreciate you.
McDonald's is not going to sponsor you, stop.
You never know.
They ain't clicking this video. They can't.
That was a moment to get cancelled. That was it, right?
Of all the videos you've ever deleted, this is going to be the biggest one.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot to cancel.
Oh, Lord.
Try for the wall.
Please.
I don't even remember what the question was anymore. Hands and feet, bro.
Life and goals.
Who's holding that?
Grab that one.
Go for it.
What was your after school fight spot called, and give us a story?
You know, after school you had them fight spots that everyone gathered around to fight.
Nah, you looked at a fight spot.
Yeah, we did.
You didn't have a fight spot.
No, we did. I was just in my head, I was like, I've never been in a fight, so.
Yeah, you know what the fight spot is called.
They would just be all over the school. There wasn't a specific
there
spot.
There was a fight spot.
No, we had a spot.
Everywhere.
We had a spot outside of school.
Ours was the gates. Standard. It was everyone at the gates. School's done. At the gates.
That's good. Yeah. So what fights happened there? Is there any?
The
specific
only
ones?
One I ever witnessed was a girl that I'm not friends with. I don't know if she's gonna see this. She got her shit rocked with an umbrella.
Oh no!
She got her ass whooped. Like they were fighting. I don't even remember what it was about, but I just remember hearing like, "Oh, after school it's on," and I'm thinking I'm not involved. So where the bus stop was like directly outside of the school gate. So everyone who was queuing up for this bus, like best believe everyone was on that bus. You could see faces pressed against the windows. People were like watching. You just hear them start fighting. Next, you know, boom, this like umbrella just hits the girl, smack bang. Her lip is bleeding. She's crying. I'm sitting there and I'm like, whoa, gay. And then because it's a park, right next to the entrance, it trails like from the front gates into the park, and people are just following. You know, like how people start egging it on, and then here again, and I'm there like, woo, like not me. Nah, that can never be me. Hit me in the face with an umbrella. Yeah, you're mad.
I'll pretend like I'm dead. I'll pretend like I've passed out or something. Like, now you killed me. Now what? You're going to jail.
That's next level petty.
What, are you not a fighter then?
Never been in a fight.
Really?
Never.
No way. She's peaceful, man.
I respect it.
I feel like you would have been in a fight.
What's the name of
I can imagine her stepping girls up from
that's what I'm saying. Just imagine that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I can just see that.
Wow.
I don't know.
Low key, innit? I don't know.
Why, man.
I don't know.
Maybe it's my trauma from South London. Girls just come
wow.
But I'm not from South London, so.
Oh, I said that for no reason. Moving on.
I didn't grow up in South London, so.
But what was the name of your sport?
So, me and Omar shared, because we went to the same school, Omar and I. I'm getting a voice break again. It's really
puberty.
Yeah. It's like last phase.
Miami.
I'm gonna be a real boy one day. Yeah, we had the same vice spot.
Yeah, Brayards.
Oh, Brayards, man.
Shout out Brayards.
Brayards Road. Brayards 305.
Straight.
Oh my days.
It's like this estate across the road from our school. And then if whenever there was a fight, we just flood that estate. And then after we'd have about 10-15 minutes and teacher would just start
teachers
running
come.
And then there'll just be like 50 of us just sprinting.
And sprint. They knew about it as well, because whenever they would give us attention, yeah. We'd be like, alright, sir, Brayards 305, man. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's
right. Every single video I've seen from that spot of all the fights, Omar is in all of them. Not in the fights, but he's there somehow recording, like screaming.
Someone where's Wally?
Every single video.
We had some great times with Brayards, man.
Was there any particular fights?
Oh, there was
there a legend? I remember there was one that was like
Dragon Ball Z. And what's that guy? Thompson. Dragon Ball Z.
It was like Dragon Ball Z, bro. These guys were fighting like they were in Dragon Ball Z.
That's so funny. Because this guy was like really short and he used to box, apparently. And then there was this like tall guy that was just a tall skinny guy. And then he just like gave this. I remember the boxer that was shorter. He was like,
yeah, the reach, like,
swinging, and he was just getting
held. The guy was holding his head, like,
oh. His head, and he couldn't reach.
And then there was one guy that banged. I can't remember which one of the two. They done the Kamehameha hard bang, like they were literally doing like jungle.
Loaded. I'm gonna try and find this video.
We need to find a video.
Oh, yeah, actually, shoot. Fuck it, we'll try
to find a video. It's fine, everyone's grown up now.
I'm just in the background like this. I'm just going,
I know, every video, Omar's just like, what? He's like that guy, you know that meme of the guy going, that's
Omar's a paid crisis actor.
Facts, facts. For real. Someone owes me some money then. I've been acting for real. I've been out here like, for none of that.
Oh my god.
Good days, bro. Good
it's mad that you mentioned teachers though, because one of my teachers used to come to the fights and watch.
Was he placing bets on it?
Yeah. Swear down. He was honestly, like, I remember this one time, well, we didn't have a name for our spot. It was a park around the corner. We all just used
what
to
what was
go
the name there. Of the park? Though?
It was just a park. Everyone knew. 3:15, you go into the park.
Park.
So this particular time, I had a fight with this guy. I'm not even going to mention his name, but you know who he is. But yeah, we went to the park.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Pussy.
No, it's not even that. You know what? Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you say that because we've seen each other years later and it's not even that. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, no,
after that, it's all love, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all love. Yeah, it's mad. Like, you go through all that and you're just like, yeah, see you in your old. You're like, imagine, remember the time you had a fight? Like, yeah. But yeah, we said 3:15 after school, walking there. Whole school's walking down there. When I look behind me, this teacher, his name was Mr. Ruzinski, he was a South African guy. Yeah, he was just...
Of course he was.
Oh, listen. Mr. Ruzinski, shout out, I don't even know what's happened to him anyway, yeah, but he was a tall guy, just walking behind. And I was like, why are you here? And I was just walking. Come on, let's go, guys, let's go. Yeah, literally.
Let's go, let's go.
You know, there's a fight, 3:15.
And he's breaking people apart. Imagine he's keeping, like, being a referee, you know what I mean? Like, just like, pushing people apart. And we're fighting. I'm like, bro, why are you here? Like, I'm looking over, and I'm like, fighting this guy, and this Mr. Ruzinski just is there, just like... Celeste is not there no more. It's crazy. Like, it's gone. Yeah,
that guy's not a teacher anymore, right?
Well, we had a lot of psycho teachers, man. Like, had a lot. Do you want me to name another one?
Go on.
There's Mr. Kamali. Yeah. I swear he was schizophrenic. Yeah.
You're giving him early pension right now.
I don't even know if Mr. Kamali's even about like that. So, Mr. Kamali, he was our science teacher. Uh-huh. And he used to switch in the middle of class for no reason. He would just be writing on the board. Next minute, he'd be like, hey, shut up. What are you doing? And we're like,
what?
Yeah, literally, I know.
You're not saying anything.
No, we so didn't say a word. Rings. It could be someone just could have whispered, like, have you got a man? Hey. We'd be all like,
bitch, woman. Like, you're just like, what are we doing? Everyone's scared.
That
like,
guy was in the war.
He was, something happened. But he had PTSD. Yeah, so he used to go up to the table and be like, we had another teacher, Mr. Owusu, yeah. He used to dash pens. He had like pen marks at the back of his room for where he used to. Like, oh, can you catch? Can you catch? Yeah, can you catch? He used to throw the pen at you if you got the question wrong in maths. You know, this is maths.
Can you catch?
Man said, can you catch twisting the pen? Throw the pen at you. Everyone knew he had to duck. He had pen marks at the back of his room. Shout out, Mr. Owusu. He's in jail now.
And that was all.
He's in jail.
What's he in jail for?
Oh wow!
I ever shouted him out.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. he don't get shot.
He don't get no shot. Just see the crime first. Yeah, he's out. Yeah. I'm not saying yeah, not even shouting him out like that. So yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Tell us off camera. Right?
Yeah.
Kuwait is a bad place, man. It's cold.
I know. I'm there every fucking weekend now. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, shall I spin you on?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Travel.
Where is that?
That's not reasonable.
No one wants to move a muscle, will it? Like, we're chilling.
Once played. Whoa.
What did
you
say?
Whoa,
let's
take your time.
Let's roll that up. Where is one place you've never been but you'd really like to go?
Japan.
I was going to say that.
Oh, yes.
Japan.
Japan. Yeah, definitely. ASAP. Japan.
Definitely.
Maybe that could be an Idiots Anonymous special. Japan.
Mm. Idiots Anonymous take Japan. Did it take us 3 days before they put us on a flight right
now? It's really respectful over there, man. Like, can't even take the mic.
They've got toilets that wash your bum for you.
Why would that be the first
thing? I like how that's... I just really want that, to be honest.
The toilet bidet. That
was, yeah.
No, but they... It's different,
it's to different the bidet. Though, to the bidet, yeah.
You've got to switch it on.
Oh, you want... Oh, I've got those at you're talking house. About the one with all the, like, the buttons.
Yeah, the buttons. And then, it, and then you're like... And then,
wait, can you give your reaction one more time to that?
Let me do a physical rep to it. All right, so I'm sitting down.
Right.
Doing my business, you know. They play music in it as well, so it's like that's I'm chilling, whatever, I'm reading my newspaper, doing whatever. Press a, so there's a few buttons. I can't remember what all of them do. I've never been. I don't know how I'd
It just sits on YouTube and he's like toilets in Japan videos.
This is why I don't sleep like that, because I'm watching fucking Japanese toilets. There's one I think that I know there's one that's like a jet, they've got different jet streams to go on your butt. So if you just want it to tickle your butt, alright, this is my reaction to tickling my butt. Ooh, nice, okay. Then there's one that's like a jet stream. That one's a bit more of a shock.
Like a powerful thing.
Yeah, like powerful okay. thing. Like,
is that what you enjoy?
I've said I enjoyed it. Okay, I'm just saying this. I'd like to experience just it. Check it. Okay. Yeah, check it. Right? Okay, cool. And what's wrong if I did enjoy it?
No, nothing. Why for that? But nothing. Nothing. Bro, you do you in it.
The jet stream one is like powerful. So you're like, ooh, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then you're all washed, all clean. I mean, you might have to do a bit of extra bits and bobs to make sure you're... Clean. Like you still got to wipe your ass, but you know.
We stayed on that for a very long time, you know. That was
no, but I wanted to see how passionate I am.
Right?
Yeah. I want to see how passionate I am about the toilet. You knew about these toilets, right? You knew about them.
Yeah, I'm so still my just, question I'm is, still just processing.
So why are you not as passionate about these toilets as I am? If you knew about them, that's a fucking cool toilet.
I feel like we need to get you a hobby.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. Damn.
I mean, there's other cool things about Japan. Like, I don't know. The fucking... I mean, Tokyo seems pretty cool.
Yeah, Tokyo seems lit,
though. Yeah, Tokyo seems cool. Because there's Mount... Is it Mount Fuji in the background?
In Japan.
Yeah. Oh, no, in Tokyo. Like,
you I don't think it's in Tokyo, but you can see it.
No, there's a mountain near Tokyo. Right?
I'm not going to fact check that one because I can't confirm currently. Okay. Geography is not my strong suit, okay? I did well in every subject except geography.
No,
fairs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a mountain near Tokyo and it just seems cool. I don't know, like even the food, all of that, the service. Yeah,
I love Japanese food differently. But I was going to say my friend went out there and he told me that he went to a club and in the club, you go in there, but the entrance is like... And you don't see nobody, so it's just got a receptionist. So you pay the receptionist. Yeah, so the receptionist is just there. You pay the receptionist, and she told you to go in this like pod, and you stand in the pod. And she presses the button, and then the wall turns around. The next minute, you're in this club, and everyone's cheering. You're like,
it's like take me out.
He said they got paid people in there to cheer you as you come in. Like, and take pictures of you and just standing there.
Get me dead now.
Can you imagine being that person that gets paid to clap and you're like, you're leaving home. Mum's like, oh, have a good day at work, honey. And you're like, yeah. Moisturizing your hands. Like, long day at the office.
All you're doing all day is just clapping for people to come into the club. It's crazy, isn't it?
That is lit, though. That's interesting. I thought you said when you press the button, it takes you to a Japanese toilet, but no. There's a Japanese toilet.
We've moved on from the toilet.
This is a great day. Okay, I know about Japanese toilets, now I know about this club that claps for you. I'm having a great time.
I definitely want to see like one of those meadows where they have like all the different. I don't know.
The cherry blossoms.
That's right. Yeah, I want to see one of those.
I'd love to be fair, going on those in Iceland, right?
I had a girl I know is in Iceland.
Yeah, and Iceland is really, she's seen the Northern Lights right now. I'd want to go to Iceland. I'm answering the question.
Yeah.
So you moved on to another city. So Iceland, you want to go to see Northern Lights?
Yeah, Iceland seems cool.
Yeah, Iceland seems nice.
Anywhere else?
Oh, do you know what? I've seen on social media. She went to Lapland. I thought that was fake. I didn't think that was a real place.
Lapland is not real.
I didn't think that was real.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck it.
That's the land of your people.
What?
Where is Lapland?
I don't know.
Is it the South Pole or the...
Something like that.
South or North Pole.
But it looks sick. Yeah. Mm. That person went during Christmas I thought, damn.
You're supposed to be where Santa
lives. Yeah, that's what
lives.
I'm saying. That's why I didn't think it was real. I genuinely, I didn't know that existed. Like, mm. What country?
I don't think it's a real place either.
The north of the South Pole.
All right. Is that a country though?
I don't know. I just know that it's in the middle of the South Pole.
Like, I don't know everything in the world.
Like,
I can't answer every single question.
Am I Siri?
It's a shot at it.
I'm going to start answering like Siri. I'm sorry. I don't understand. I'd go to Tanzania.
Yeah.
Their water looks clear as hell.
Mm-hmm. Is it Zanzibar, an island off Tanzania? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zanzibar, really want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zanzibar. We're just planning our next holidays for all.
Just making a list.
Facts. That's all we're doing.
Next year.
Writing it down.
Next year. I'm poor next right year. Now.
Yeah.
Cost of living crisis.
Shall we spin that wheel?
Yeah, let's do it.
Historical.
I don't think we've
grab
one
that one? Shoshana, you're up.
She knows the role.
Why did you give it to me?
Because you're a history babe.
What is the best or wildest history fact that you know?
You got sprinkle us with some
knowledge.
I love to see you guys just bare blank faces in silence.
I'm moving my mic for this one.
Wildest history fact. Okay, so there is a medieval French town that had what was called dancing plague. And to this day, it's still one of like the weirdest unsolved mysteries.
So it's a Fortnite boogie bomb.
He said boogie bomb. You were that kid in school, innit? The one that just disrupted the whole thing.
Honestly, bro.
Just that kid.
But yeah, essentially, it was a group of people. It started off with one woman, I believe, who basically danced until she died. And loads of people just would eventually catch this, like, crazed hysteria and dance themselves to death.
Were they doing the same dance?
It was like...
Was it like a...
Described as being, like, erratic, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Medieval period,
like
so.
Really rock flag? What are we talking?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Did you say the
movie? Imagine Millie Rock.
Millie
Rock.
Millie Rock. Death is crazy, though. So
your arms would be so toned by the time you died, though, for real.
You kind of be wham, Loki. I'm not trying. Where can I catch this?
I'm not going to be in his room, like, yeah.
1300s flights workout plan. Let's go. Yeah. So what? It was just that's crazy dancing. I think I might have that disease then. I don't know.
I've seen you dance.
Seen exactly the symptoms.
It's not going to kill you or kill me.
Damn.
Out.
Contagious.
First thing you buy with your check, dance lessons.
Yeah, I really should, to be honest. It's quite bad.
You dance like... You do what we call the dad table bop.
I would
those
say
those dads
that
dance, but always sitting down at a table.
Yeah.
And it's always like the upper body. There's no lower body movement. Lower body,
yeah, because I don't really know what to do with it, to be honest. It's uncoordinated. It's like my bottom half and my top half aren't connected.
Mm.
And I just go with whatever comes to me. And it's like a Jackson Pollock painting, but for dance. I mean,
do you know, I respect your dance piece.
You respect my dance piece?
I swear I saw you catching a wine one time and it was actually all right still.
I don't know, maybe.
Where was this?
Wasn't this at the party that you went to? No Trace thing. You was catching a couple, like you catch a little wine, you know what I mean?
The Christmas one?
Yeah.
I think that was the air that I was getting.
Scary.
Oh, man.
I mean, I've caught wines before.
Yeah, of course.
This is
the thing I always say, like, there's a lot of things I can't imagine you doing, and that's just one of them.
I mean, I understand why. Because I also feel, I'll be real, I feel uncomfortable doing it. Because I know I'm not good at it. And I know, like, if I caught a wine, the girl would be like, what? Fucking stiff, get this puppy out of him. So I didn't, yeah.
Do you really think that happens though? I think most girls are a bit like lenient with it. If you're dead, obviously completely dead, they're gonna walk off from you.
Yeah.
To be fair, you only have to be good looking to secure wine. Anything else does not matter. Because you're going to have the girl that's going to be whining and then the friend that is going to be telling her.
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
I've seen
thing.
It play out.
So what was your verdict? Because obviously you caught the wine, but
I feel like me and Rhys should act out.
Purely facial expression.
If it was you dancing.
And they're just... Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Tashana and I'm like, what I'll do is I'll slowly just be like, and walk away.
So what about if it's a good one? Go on, give it if it's a good one.
It's a good one.
So I'm dancing.
Oh, it's you that's dancing.
No, you're dancing like now. Also with her. Like,
we're just, she's dancing there in front and I'm there catching the wine. Just like, No, I'll go even harder. I'll go even harder. I'll be like,
easy now, these are new couches. Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Standard.
So that's why, okay.
I've heard of that, yeah.
That makes sense. Because, yeah, I've caught wines before, they never had a problem with it. That must be why.
Go on.
Because I can't catch a wine for shit, but, you know, there you go. At least I'm honest about it.
Yeah, because that, or then when those lights come on, then you turn around, you see that guy behind you, and you're like,
and then you're hiding.
Hiding, I'm running.
It's the ghetto.
Old world.
It's the ghetto.
For old world. For
old world. It's tough out there, man. Market stuff.
So we've gone from like historical facts to catching wines. It's a bit mad.
Dancing.
I like that one. I actually didn't know about that. Yeah, you're dancing, dancing plague. One.
Yeah, send you a couple links.
Yes, please. I'd like to read about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've got any crazy wild facts. I do, but I don't. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Does anyone have any crazy wild?
No, I can't think of any.
I want kind of
my history's just left my brain because as soon as I didn't have to know history, it just went.
we used to be in the same history class and we used to text each other all class like a bunch of dickheads. We used to sit from opposite ends. This teacher's such a waste man. Yeah. But our teacher was a waste man, Loki.
He used to just play black and white World War II movies.
Did he? I don't even remember.
Do you remember?
I can't remember. Remember, I was fucking
sounds like
you
a weekend.
That's the teacher. We had a school trip, and apparently he used to say to students, "I like to play games and eat crisps."
Is that the same one we're talking about, Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas. Yeah, bro. I remember that.
I remember that. I remember we went that school trip. We went to Poland, right? We went to do a visit to Auschwitz with the school, which is in Poland. And this guy, this history teacher of ours, we had been there for a good 2 days, I think, already. And one of us caught him in the bathroom asking another teacher. Generally, he was Australian. Sorry, just, that would help my child. Generally, toothpaste. I forgot to bring mine. We're all thinking, bro, it's been 2 days. What the fuck are you washing your teeth with?
Oh no!
He didn't brush his teeth for 2 days.
Fuck.
He told us to only bring like. He told us to bring minimal clothes. We all realized that was a mistake once we were there because obviously he's a guy who likes to wear just the same shirt all week. We don't. So we thought, why are we taking advice from this guy?
Nah, that guy was different.
He so
was
did you
different.
Take minimal clothes?
Well, some of us, like minimal-ish, we still packed like appropriately, but we took less because he was really like, no, you won't need more than one pair of shoes, you won't need more than two t-shirts, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay, cool, sweet. And then, this guy doesn't even fucking brush his teeth.
That's mad.
Let alone wash his clothes.
Hello.
For real. Looking after your kids. That's what he's telling people.
Yeah, imagine.
He's a teacher. He's meant to be responsible.
I would have slotted a chewing gum in his mouth like a vending machine. I would just...
Honestly.
No, I used to bunk his lessons all the time. Though.
Yeah, fuck him. He told me I'd fail history and I didn't.
So is it?
Screw you. Yeah.
What's up, Nicholas?
Nicholas.
Was his name actually Nicholas?
His name was Nicholas, so we used to call him like that. We used to say, Nicholas!
I don't remember what his last name is. Like we just used to call him
Nicholas. Mr. Altamore.
That was it, yeah.
Altamore. I'll bait him out.
Full
him.
Government.
Out the government.
Shame.
Their teachers are getting baited out on this.
I know, we've got a teacher theme today. I like it, man. It's good.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Hypotheticals. Do you want to read it?
Go for it.
This is the first time I'm reading one, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's actually mad. What three wishes would you ask from a genie?
Can you ask for more wishes?
I was going to say that.
No.
No, let's do three wishes.
Can't ask for more.
Ask for more wishes. Yes. No.
Unlimited money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair,
that's about it.
Yeah. Save them for a rainy day because, to be fair, once you've got unlimited money,
that's half your problems. Mm.
Unlimited money, unlimited life.
Always be in perfect health.
Yeah, that was
going
to be one of mine.
That's a good one. I'd say unlimited.
I'm flying.
Yeah.
I want to fly.
I want to fly.
I don't know what it is.
In a shower cover down the
fly.
Ed can't relate.
On the flying.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, because I feel like if I could fly myself, I'd be okay. Because I know I'm not going to fall. Do you know what I mean?
No, because you imagine the first time you get given that power, you don't know what's going on, first of all. You got to figure it out. You got to land yourself. So it's going to be
that
a bit
That would
mad.
Be the scary part,
yeah. You're up there. Even if you're up there and you got this power, you know that, right, I've got it. Getting back down might actually be quite scary. Think about it.
Yeah, it would be, but at the same time, yeah, but because it's only me, I just feel like I'd be more comfortable with it. It's better being on a plane I'm not in control. The pilot could be for, I don't know, he could have just divorced his wife or something, I don't know, his mortgage is through the roof, and he decides, fuck it, we're going down. Whereas if I'm flying, I'm in control. Let's hope I have no divorces or bad mortgages. And I don't mind that. I'll be right. Or you wish for flying and then invincibility, then you're good. Then even if you smack the ground, you're like just chilling.
But every time you land, you're just smacking the ground. Then you get up and you're like, yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, it's
next time, smack the ground, my shirt's all ripped up.
That's fine. If I'm in a rush, that's handy. And know me, because I'm lazy, I wouldn't. If I had invincibility and flying, I wouldn't ever land properly. I'd just smack my.
That's the problem, though. But then, said you gave yourself invincibility. You're gonna live for 1,000 years. You're telling me it's gonna take you more than 1,000 years to learn how to land.
To perfect your land.
I'd be good at landing. I'm just saying it'd be quicker to just smack bang and kamikaze into the ground.
Wouldn't you want to die at some point though? Living forever is kind of
no. I don't believe that concept. I would literally. I'd be great. I'd be fine.
Okay, but if you had unlimited money, flying and invisibility, right? Fly anywhere you want, and you're living forever, so you can just go wherever anytime.
You're invincible.
Just go places.
I think eventually, after maybe like 10k years, after a while, I'll just be like, fuck it, go to space, try fly to like another planet.
But this is the thing.
Well, eventually you'd be able to develop things that would allow you to do that. Because in 10,000 years, you could learn pretty much everything there is to learn about life, and you'd supersede it.
What about you just missing out on all your friends are gone now? They're dead.
See, make that's the friends. Difficult bit.
See?
Well, you think your memory is going to remain. Oh, wow.
I'm going
to use your line. Should we just fuck ourselves?
All your loved ones, they're gone. That's it.
Yeah, but if you live for that long, after 1,000 years, it's a memory. It's not gonna.
Actually, like, you're gonna be sitting in your room listening to Bryson Tiller for time. You just think about your family all the time. 1,000 years.
You'd
be crying over the picture of
it's miserable.
Car with a rainy car window.
Crying about your last family while your 15th wife comes in. And your 15th step kids.
You're not like her. You hear me? You just do it again.
No,
right?
Wife number 12 is my favorite. Fuck. Yeah,
Margaret, I'll never forget that.
No, but that's mad.
That's the wildest thing. We're in the future, 15,000 years, and people are still called Margaret.
That is awful, isn't it?
Why was she named Margaret? That's the first thing that came to
my head. I don't know. No,
someone's called Margaret in 10,000 years. Or that's
what would you think the names will be in 10,000 years?
Probably like
Nikonaya.
What?
I just made up a bad name.
Somewhere out there, there's someone with that name that's like, the fuck
what did I do?
No, I feel like names would be the same in 50
times. I feel like they probably have like numbers and shit in there.
Yeah.
Like
numbers and letters.
Yeah, Elon Musk kids. Was it?
X12 symbols.
Or wasn't it pronounced?
Apparently
like
it's pronounced Kyle.
Yes, it's like Samantha.
Wait,
with symbols.
What's Lilo? You know Lilo and Stitch? What's his name?
Who?
In Lilo and Stitch, his name is like, he's like Subject 626 or something. That's what we'll
that's
be. Get my little number tattooed on my forehead like a barcode. Yeah.
X Master 12345.
That's a game attack.
Yeah. I think
I've seen it on the PSN network one time. So that's what the name's going to be at, just PlayStation. Because to be fair, in the future, like, there's likely going to be that augmented reality stuff, metaverse, all of that.
Yeah.
Although I feel like that was catching on and it died out, because I'm expecting to be in meetings in a fucking virtual world.
Now, do you know what? With some of that, Mark Zuckerberg got excited.
That's what I'm saying. Because he was all like, yeah, you could do meetings. I haven't been in a meeting in the metaverse.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I could fucking attend a meeting in my fucking underwear and no one would know.
My aunt's company has purchased like VR headsets for all of their employees. I don't know if they've used it, but she went over to
remember when we tried it.
Did you try it? You guys go into the metaverse. Go on, tell us the story. What happened?
We were running from dinosaurs.
And it's us just standing in the room like, it's coming, it's coming.
You watch it on Facebook and then you think, yeah, they look fucking stupid. That's never going to be me. And then you do it and you're like, oh, hell.
They're running from this like stigma dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
That's scary.
No, they're scary because it's so, proximate to size. Like, you're standing there and then you look up and there's this huge thing staring down at you and you're like, oh, hold up. No.
Wait, think we need that as another Idiots Anonymous. Like,
have you ever done one?
We'll have to ask her to get them.
I've done one before, but if we could get our hands on one of those, I think we should just.
There's a place. Oh, I need to find what it's called.
Oh, the gaming
place. Where it's just like a big room Otherworld and you have VR. Yeah.
There's one. We should do that.
We should do a group one of us just trying to kill zombies or something.
Where Ludacris is, the board game cafe. There's one next to it.
Okay,
fuck it. I don't know if it is anymore, but it used to be.
So what, we've got the three wishes done, yeah?
Yeah.
If everyone's happy with their wishes. Anymore? Just last thing on that, though, sorry. The flying and invincibility, I think we could save two wishes by just teleporting. Because you wouldn't need to fly, and you wouldn't really need to be teleporting.
I just want the experience of being
even in. Even if you could teleport, though, you could fly by teleporting, like, 1 second at a time.
don't want to mention Eagles
teleport
again.
Teleport to,
I just want to enter a party. Do you know, you just come to a party, you're flying, you just be sick.
Simon just flies through the window.
Simon's home insurance is going to be through the phone.
No, but you know, if you could fly, like, the government is 100% kidnapping you. They're doing experiments on you.
They're not catching
you. Not if they can catch you.
When a stealth bomber just leaks you out of the air.
Don't tell them, Mom. Before you disappear before the next episode.
Yeah, exactly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That word saves you from everything. That's what I've heard. Allegedly.
Let's go. Oh.
And we're going to spin that wheel.
Conspiracies.
Just a genre again.
Why is it me?
Don't have any.
Okay, it says, tell us about a conspiracy theory you low-key believe in.
We know you believe in people the may moon, not right? landing Maybe. On the moon. Potentially. Possibly.
The moon not landing, not existing.
Potentially.
A flat earth, we're supposed to phone, isn't it? Imagine.
The flat earth, listen, if you don't want to come on the show to debate, we're happy to have you on. Even if you want to call in, let us know, because that flat earth, we need to get to the bottom of this. We've had a few comments saying, you know, I don't know, I had a comment on YouTube the other day for our first episode. Someone said something about, God, I couldn't even tell you what they were saying. Jesus Christ, man.
They went to detail.
Oh my God. No. Not in detail, but it was something about the celestial aneurysms of the, I don't know.
What?
Word vomit.
It was fucking, yeah, I don't know. It made sense to them, but yeah. But I don't believe in flat earth. It's more the moon landing that I'm kind of like, eh. But I've spoken about that already, so I'm going to pass the floor on to one of you guys. It's good talk.
Let us think.
Yeah, I have my phone, I'll be able to pull. There's a few like that I've read.
What about, like, for example, the 5G COVID stuff?
That's
people who are more like anti-government than conspiracy theorists. They're more like, yeah, anti-disestablishmentarianists.
That was a
word. Said very well.
Yeah, that was the longest word I knew in primary school. I used to flex that one.
What is it? Let me see if I can pronounce it. Go and give it to me one more time.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishment and...
Anti-disestablishment.
Anti-disestablishment.
No, you added extra T.
Anti-disestablishment.
Anti-disestablishment. Terrorism.
Not sound like a robot.
Vegetarianism. Fuck it. Let's move on.
That's a long word to know, primary school. I respect it.
God damn.
I think it means people who are against, people who are for, people who are against, like, the government.
Saying then that, I'm an interdimensionary planetary
traveler. That's like spitting bars. It's going crazy. It's like going bus right. Everybody
just knows. Baby.
By saying that, how do you feel about the whole World War III concept right now?
Ooh, World War III. Yeah. So
are you going to war?
Well, this is the thing. At the time of this episode, right, they're having a discussion about conscription. I don't know what's going to happen when this episode releases.
Just remember, the conscription isn't for the British Army. It's for voluntary home army. Like, basically, like people to patrol. Guard. Yeah, people who patrol the streets in the UK in case of...
I patrol the streets. who's going to be on the streets? No one's coming on the streets. If they ask me to go fight Russia, I'll say,
inconspicuous. It's a dimension errors of the planetary bazaar, or a restaurant.
Wait, patrolling the streets looking for what, though?
No, like, basically, while people are fighting, like, right. are off actually fighting, in case of like an invasion or
basically
keeping the country running.
Oh, that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense because they could still come and lick up.
No, my boy, I'm not doing it.
I'll do it because realistically, they're not going to come.
How do you know that, bro? This is Russia we're talking about.
It's too hard to invade.
Yeah.
Come and if anything, they're going to send a nuke, and who's surviving that?
I don't think they're doing. I think they're gonna come and give you the smash control the streets. Like, get me.
No, conscription in 2024 is insane.
I don't think they'll do it though, man.
Well, to be fair, you guys are gonna hate me. You can deny conscription, but the government haven't done anything to people who have said no to being drafted since the Second World War, and even when they did, like 20,000 people were convicted of what's it called, going AWOL, but only like 20 people died. They only actually killed 20 people because it used to be punishable by death.
I promise you, there's no way they're doing that.
They wouldn't do it because what it was...
Like punishable by death, no.
No, because it goes
against your rights, your human rights. What the fuck are they going to do?
It'd be different.
Yeah, literally.
And in this cost of living crisis, you sending me to jail is probably the best
thing. 200 racks.
If they send us to Russia, free flight.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm never going to Russia.
Free holiday.
They've had free holiday while they're shooting up the place.
What are you talking about? You want to go to Russia? As a black man,
fireworks.
Nah.
You don't want to go to Russia.
If it's for the free, though.
For free?
Let me tell you why it's not worth it. Because I like to read, and I'm an enemies to lovers type of girl. So I'm gonna get there, land, find my soulmate, and I'm gonna be like,
put
me in that room and say spill secrets. I'll be for like him. Yeah,
she'll come back like yuck shim.
But that's the thing, though. You're right. So in World War One, what they did is they didn't have a court to kind of say you don't want to come up to do military service, but the females used to give white feathers to people who didn't go off and fight. Then in World War II, it was that court
conscientious objectors.
Thank you. Used to go in and give
Actual
their reasons.
Rich, love that film.
Yeah, and then they give their reasons as to whether it was like they were too, like they weren't medically inclined to go, whatever, they had their reasons, and they'd have to go do non-combat roles or whatever, or just not fight. And then there was a few cases where it was sentenced, like they were court-martialed and shot. But yeah, not a lot, basically. But then National Service ended in the 1960s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
68 maybe, I don't know, 60s.
It was more Americans with Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
where they spent
nerd couch. Just wanted to say
that. Now it'd be different. If you didn't go to war, they'd probably just ban you off TikTok for a
few. You're in timeout. Nah, the best thing you can do for me is I say no, you send me to jail, I'm chilling.
Wasn't it you that was telling me that there was some kind of draft where they didn't make it, something like that, the young people didn't? I'm not verbatim, yeah. Huh? You was watching the film,
mm-hmm.
and you said that there was a case where there was some young recruits that didn't actually make it into the spot they were going to as soon as they got they went missing or something like that. What was that?
The actual war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
So
they bunked off.
It was something along the
lines. Yeah, so there's the story of Gallipoli, where these Australians are like taken to this island in, I believe it's Turkey, and the whole film is chaos. It's based on a true story, but essentially what was happening were these boys were getting to the front line, seeing what was happening, and then being like, fuck that shit, turning around, and then they're off, like their regiment officers would just shoot them as they would back into the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head I was like, that's the worst way to go. Like, you didn't even make it across the field.
That was Australians that did that.
Yeah. Well, Australians, Germans did it, Russians did it. Like, Russians had really high numbers of,
so it wasn't just the Australians.
No, but that was the film that we were talking about.
Oh, okay. So it was bad.
Can you imagine being front line? Them times. You're going into war, you hear bare loud banging, just.
But that was like in, what was the film that we watched? The Good Beer Run.
Oh, yeah.
When he was just there.
Greatest ever beer run.
Delivering his beer.
True story as well, yeah. That was Vietnam, though. That was a guy who went to deliver beer to his friends in Vietnam. He lived in New York City, and he pretended he was CIA to get across.
Well, on the war, they were in the war.
Yeah, so no, so his friends were fighting in the war in Vietnam. He wasn't. He's a bit of like a lazy guy, a bit useless. So one day he's like, he's drunk. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to go deliver beers to them in Vietnam. So he goes to Vietnam. He's not fighting. He just goes to all the different like battlefields to drop them beer. And he's like, oh yeah, I came to bring you beer. They're like, what the fuck?
Like, what? Why are you here?
Yeah, and he got around the country by pretending to be CIA. That's so tapped. It's a true story. Good film as well.
It's a good film.
Crazy.
Can you imagine enlisting, not even enlisting, but sneaking into a country to bring someone raise?
That's
what I'm trying to say. You get a raise. You get a raise.
I got five maggots in my back.
That's actually the season to everybody must dead. Everybody must drink. Level three, we're delivering them raise. That's it.
Instead of throwing grenades, he's like, guys, ball. Should we spin that wheel?
Let's go for it.
Wild card.
Wild card. I'm glad they're not near me.
Would I lie to you? Tell us a story, true or lie. We then have to guess if it's true or not. You only win if you guess wrong. If we guess wrong, sorry.
Yep. Who wants to tell the story?
I think Omar should do it. Yeah. It's the way he looks inside, he was like,
You know when you avoid eye contact?
He's licking his and his rock eyebrow again. So you can just tell us any story. It doesn't have to be, it could be either true or lie, and we have to guess if it's true or lie, basically, and we win if we guess right. So you have to misdirect us. Oh, so if it's a lie, you have to make us believe it's truth. If it's truth.
Yeah.
Don't think too
makes
hard.
Sense. Yeah. Let me see. A story. Mm-hmm.
Just any story. Any story. Mm. Anything. About something that's happened to you. You have to be involved in the story.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Not Zoma.
Omar.
Fuck. Alright, cool. Oh, no.
He's like, gonna get cancelled for that one. That one goes back in the vault.
I've been cancelled twice already on this episode. Join me.
Listen, join me.
We go down together.
I need to think of a story. You know what's good happening in my brain right now? You know that thing of the monkey clapping cymbals, right?
Nothing
going on right now.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone else got a good story? My brain's actually not operating.
I think I've got a story.
Oh, no.
So, this happened when I was young. Maybe, I want to say 13, 14 years old. Okay. Around that age, maybe up to 15, right? I'm on a plane with someone else, right? I won't say who this other person was. I don't give away the story. But this person was kind of qualified in the medic department, right? Okay. So they know a little bit of, you know, a little bit. They know how to give a bit of CPR, all of that, whatever.
Cool.
So we're on this plane. It's going to New York, I believe. And suddenly there's like these flight attendants kind of frantically running around, like kind of speaking up. Obviously, I'm scared of flying, so I'm like, shit, what the fuck is going on? I was playing pressure. I'm looking out the window. I'm thinking, fuck, what's going on? I can't see anything. So cool. These flight attendants are scrambling around. I'm panicking. Then eventually they start asking the cabin, oh, is anybody here like a doctor? This person I'm with happens to be a doctor. So the person I'm with can't be asked. He's like, fuck, I don't get asked. So fuck it. Fuck this. Like, why do they need a doctor?
Guys said I'm on holiday.
Exactly. For all that person knows, holiday, the pilot's going to be dying. Okay. Read my magazine. He's whatever. So basically what happened is someone had a cardiac arrest on the plane, and they were basically going to die if they didn't get immediate like medical attention. The flight attendants are asking, is there a doctor? The person I'm with can't be asked. Then eventually the person I'm with realises no one else is going to get up and do it. So that person is like, okay, fuck it, I'll go do it. So cool.
Can you imagine that being your reason? Ah, fuck it.
That was reason. He says, oh, fuck it.
Nuts.
And then he goes into check on the person, whatever, does his thing. Like, he does, you know, whatever. I'm not good at making
chest compressions.
Yeah, whatever.
Is he knitting? Is he doing it?
Right, buddy. Just breathe for me. Thank you. I don't know what he's doing.
Crocheting
about. Exactly. Doing whatever. Like, trying to save this person's life. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you what that person done. So then that person, he's managed to successfully, like, slow down this person dying. He hasn't cured this person, he just slowed down. Yeah. So then the flight attendants are like, oh, you need to go into the cockpit to tell the captain what's going on. Like, you need to talk to air traffic control and fucking land this plane, basically, because we need some help. So he goes to knock on the cockpit. Obviously, it's going to New York. We all know what happened in New York, that said event. So they're a bit, like, funky about people coming to the cockpit. So at first, they're like, no. So this person's like, fuck you, I'm going to sit back down.
My guy.
And the pilot's like, okay, come in, fine. And this person had to literally put on the headset, speak to air traffic control, and like recommend whether they had to land the plane, where they had to land it, whether they had to turn about. I think it was, I can't remember where we would be coming from, London, yeah. Whether we had to go back or come forward or land in New York. And I think we landed in New York in the end. Yeah, we would have landed in New York, yeah.
He just definitely wanted a quick trip. He was like, yep, take it to Manchester. You go to New York, mate.
But the person survived, and we got to pick, because I was with this person, we got to pick a few things from the in-flight catalogue. So I picked a watch, a camera, everything. Ooh. One of these, but you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the story. Was it a truth or a lie?
Decent.
Sounds like the truth to me, though.
So we're going truth. You guys have to vote collectively.
Judging by the fact that you don't remember where you landed, I'm going to say part of it is fake, because I feel like you should remember where you landed.
But he was 13.
You're afraid of flying, so I feel like
you have to say truth or lie.
I'm gonna lie.
Lie. Okay.
Do you know what? I feel like I've heard part of this story before, but like Tashana said, I feel like some of it might be fake, but I don't remember.
Truth or lie?
It's such a truth or lie. I'm gonna go with lie.
Lie, okay.
I feel like it's partially true.
I want to say lie, but I feel like it's truth. So I'm going to say truth.
Truth? Sam, what we're going with?
I'm still going to go for truth.
Truth, okay.
50-50 split.
50-50. That means no one gets points whether it was a truth or a lie. But it was the truth, technically. Yeah. The only lie was that I was not there. That's it. It's a true story.
Oh, interesting.
I had to come up with something on the spot. You weren't coming up
with it. Do you know what gave it away for me? Mm. It was the actions of the character he was explaining and the profession.
If there's a doctor on the flight, they're not going to be like, I can't be bothered.
Well, actually,
I feel like
there was a recent case in America whereby the public is kind of split because there was a doctor on a flight whereby the attendants were like, we need a doctor. And this person was like, oh, he was drunk. The doctor, he had been drinking. So in his head, his logic was, I'm intoxicated. Yeah. I can't perform anything on a person. So he didn't say anything.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
But the
passengers he was flying with outed him and was like, this guy's a doctor. And then when he was like, I can't help you because I'm intoxicated. Like, because if you perform while under intoxicated, you can lose your license.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't. Now the public are like, you should have helped. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean, if he's drunk.
You've got to lose his license. That's just sticky.
I would keep it.
And then you get sued after. Like, if it goes wrong, like, say, literally, I don't know, the person needs a fucking, I know, that thing where they open up your throat when you're choking or something, and then they die.
I'd be chilling.
That's true, though. I think that's why. So the story was my dad, in case you just haven't realised, but that's why he didn't want to do it, because, number one, yeah, it's long. You're liable. Also, number two, you're on a flight already for how... I don't think he was actually going from London. I think he was going from Boston to New York. So to be fair, that's not a long flight, but still, he had travelled from somewhere else. He's there for work already. It's like, you don't have to go. And then they're telling him, go to the cockpit. The cockpit's telling him, nah, fuck off, 9/11. He's like, well, fuck it, I'll sit down then, isn't it? Like,
y'all don't want my help.
Exactly. But yeah, crazy story. Okay.
I could not be a doctor. I'm not good in crisis. I'd be like, my whole brain shuts down. So as soon as people start panicking, I'm like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to take a nap. I'm like, oh, you guys are good. Let me know.
Take a nap.
Not for real. Sorry. You think I'm on a plane and that plane starts descending and there's turbulence. Hoodie's going up. I'm pulling the drawstring.
AirPods up to max for you.
It's true. Imagine working on a flight.
I'm restarting that Moana film.
You're on your holiday.
Yeah.
and someone's chanting, you've got a doctor. I'm keeping my mouth shut. I don't know what it's going
to be. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor. And imagine if someone just started telling you to do your job. Like, imagine, take you for example. Oh, yeah, does anyone sell insurance on this flight? Can you sell it? It's like, for me, can someone reprogram the computer?
That woman, it wasn't on a plane, but I think she had a heart attack. And then someone did chest compressions on her, revived her. But because they broke her rib, she sued the person that saved her life.
No,
but that's
going to
happen in CPR anyway, if you're doing it right.
For real. Actually. So now I must be sued for all the money I already not have.
No.
Imagine suing the person that saved you. Like, that's crazy.
That happened recently as well. Not sued, but some woman gave her boss her kidney.
The boss fired her.
The boss fired her for taking too long to come back to work.
She was recovering from the surgery that she gave him the kidney for.
I'm taking my kidney.
What?
Yeah. We can't believe it. That's a cool world, man. It's
that's like another thing of like CEOs just having unreasonable expectations of their employees. I'm dying, I need a kidney. You want your promotion? Hand me the organ.
Imagine how that meeting went. Can we recreate that meeting? Happy Monday, guys. Yes, I'm gonna need a kidney.
Not even that meeting, the meeting where you had to fire her.
Fire her as well. Imagine.
She's in the hospital bed, the beep. Beep on the EKG machine.
Imagine. I bet the boss would have said, can you turn your camera on, please?
Imagine. Camera's on, please.
Nothing pisses me off more than that. Oh, don't even get me started. I'm going to get fired. Yeah.
I hate it as well. But
where do you think I am? In Barbados, on a beach.
Well,
you never know.
Some people might be.
Sometimes, that's true. You know when you're in a meeting, when you're delivering the meeting, and everyone's camera's just off, it's just kind of.
I'd rather their cameras be off. Why are you staring at me? Because even in a normal meeting, like, people are bored, they're not paying attention. Yeah. Now I'm sitting on a camera.
I hear it. You shouldn't have to put your camera on. Like, it's not.
Mm. I think it's fine when it's a meeting when you're not presenting. I hate it when I'm presenting and I have to. Because bear in mind, I'm sharing my screen. I can't see what I look like. I can't even see what they look like. So why the fuck should any of us have our cameras off? Let's turn our cameras off. Have a party. Whatever. Do turn up to meet however you want. I don't care. Why are you my camera on?
Have you seen that clip of that guy that was on a meeting and he thought he turned off his camera, but he didn't, and he was gonna go and. He took the tissues and go have a bash. He's like, "Oh, guys, I just gotta go use the toilet." And he bought the tissues, was all getting ready, and they're going, "Hey, hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, no, because I'm paranoid anyway. Like, even when I finish work, I'm the type of person that will like put tape over their webcam.
I don't even trust when my microphone is muted.
No, yeah, no.
Oh my god, do you know what happened to me yesterday? No, Friday. Fuck. I was in a meeting. Me and the other like managers in my department, basically, we were in a meeting, and then I was talking, and my microphone wasn't working, and it was a Friday afternoon. My intrusive thoughts story started coming out. So I've checked it like 5 times. I'm like, hello, hello. And this guy's next to me. And he's like, they can't hear you. I was like, no, I don't think so. And I just said some stupid shit. And I just saw 5 people go like,
email from HR.
No, do you know what? I don't know if you guys have met my cousin Montana, but there was one time I called her and she was in a Zoom uni meeting, and I'm like, oh, can you talk? And she's like, yeah, I can talk. And then I'm like, okay. And then she's like, who gives a fuck about uni anyways? Her lecturer was like, Montana.
Oh, we can hear you.
Oh my god.
I was there like, oh fuck.
Jesus, imagine. That's mad.
Stress.
I've never had a meeting mishap like that.
I've called people that I've been talking about. Like, I've butted out of them while I've been talking.
That's crazy.
Because Siri will bring that person up. Like, if you're like, oh, call so and so. But, like, if I'm speaking about them and then it pops up, and yeah, I've had it where, like, I've been chatting shit and then
Didn't you butt down me yesterday?
Don't worry about it.
It's all coming out. It's all coming
out. But yeah,
my sister gets paranoid about that as well.
Yeah, no, like, I always say it to you. Like, if we're chatting, I'll be like, oh, just check your phone. Check your phone. Nah, my worst fear. Hey, sometimes I just chat rubbish.
I should have picked up. Yes, it got down.
I don't know. It would have been a conversation. I don't even know.
I think it was too early to have been chatting shit about me. I was at the barbers.
Like, there's no allocation.
That's a specific time.
I'm saying, like, you wouldn't chat shit about someone at 9 a.m. Do you get?
Have
you
ever? Yes, you would. We're angry in the morning.
Yeah, but that's work.
I am angry in the morning.
It could be anyone. It could be you. Could woke up in a pissed off mood and then just think, you know what? I just fuck that person, innit?
Me making my toast in the morning, talking to myself, fucking Ed.
You see Shara in the morning. You're like, hi, morning. She's like, morning.
No, because.
I don't know.
It was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was already tired from the night before, and I'd been having trouble sleeping, and I was in the kitchen getting ready for work. And these times I was in the office, I was already running late. I'm tired. I'm cranky. And then Simon comes into the kitchen, and he's like, "Why are there so many white people in Zimbabwe?"
I said, "Why are there so many light people in Zimbabwe?" But I didn't realize she's not a morning person. Anymore, just don't chat to her in the morning.
Sounds like an iPad kid.
She was not on it.
You know the exorcism. Like, I feel like my neck probably just like, what?
Yeah.
I remember being like,
you know, when you regret asking the question straight away. Like, yeah, I should have asked this question.
It was only when I got to work, I was on my lunch break, and I was like, I should probably answer his question now. He's probably been sitting there the whole day like, damn, she didn't answer me.
Why are there white people there?
I'm in an existential crisis, literally.
I just don't understand.
Where did it come from? It's
Should we spin that wheel? Yeah, spin.
Took long on that one.
We've got another historical one.
Historical. Should we spin again?
Yeah, spin again.
Oh, you were ready.
I'm going to take the next one.
Yeah, they're horrible again.
It's a sign, yeah, for real.
Okay, the question is, what would life be like now if Germany had won the war? So basically the man in the high castle.
Yeah, I mean, we damn sure wouldn't be here, none of us.
He says none of us, he's talking about.
Yeah, for real, he wouldn't be here.
Nah, he'd go with him.
He wouldn't be here.
I'd be the first to go.
Yeah, he would be. Yeah.
This one, he's gang too. I can't lie, he's gang too for this one.
Yeah. I just realized, I was like,
they occupied my home country, thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
That's not the only reason, but okay.
Yeah. I would definitely be gone first, but we would all be gone. Let's be real, wouldn't be here. Yeah. Forget about it.
Would we even exist?
So that's that question finished.
Yeah, trust me, it's just that simple.
Might exist, I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Unless
they would take over the world. They were going to take over them.
My Scottish great grandfather hopped on a boat, plane to Africa, found himself a nice chocolate lady, and was like, "You're coming home with me." And that's how we were made. So, no, definitely would not have happened had England been taken over by Germany.
Well, maybe I would, because I was born in Zim, so...
Yeah, but they would have probably taken over everything. I don't know, though. Would they have allowed...
Africa to chill?
Yeah, not to chill. Mm. I mean, the thing is, so when my grandparents were in there, like, both Morocco and Tunisia, they were there during Nazi occupation.
Mm.
And apparently it was a lot more, like, slightly more relaxed. Mm. Like, as relaxed as it can be, anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, a bit more relaxed than how it was in Europe. Like, my granddad used to tell me that his brother, this Nazi officer, used to just nick his brother every day, take him to the sweet shop, and be like, "Oh, yeah, he reminds me of my son back home." I don't know, that was in German.
That was actually not too bad.
There was no Z's, so I couldn't really emphasize. But yeah, he just used to take him and
just buy him sweets.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, there were some good ones and some bad ones.
I know you mean,
but they weren't all like,
that's kind of weird though. Why are you buying him sweets? Like,
because he reminds him of his son. True story. So he just used every day at the same time. And at first, my granddad and his dad didn't understand why, because obviously there's like a whole language barrier. And
he
managed to explain. I just reminds me of his son. They didn't know what the fuck they were taking him to do. They were like, "Fuck, they're doing some sort of..."
Imagine this random man. Imagine your kid. This random man just
from a Nazi officer
takes you, and then he's buying you sweets.
It just sounds wrong. I can only imagine Germans back then all sounding really aggressive because of the stereotype.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine him grabbing him like, "We are going to get sweets!" And then, like, obviously they don't understand what he's saying, so they're probably like, "What the fuck are you going to do?
You're going to kill me?"
But they bring him back any every day, so they used to think he was doing experiments or anything like that, but now he just took him to the sweet shop. Got some candy, you know?
Wow.
They'll take candy from strangers, let alone a Nazi.
But I'm sure there would have been some interracial situations then. You know, like,
there was. There's been a film. Where Hands Touch with a man in Stenberg about this woman in Germany who sleeps with, I think he's Congolese. That's a Congolese guy, and then they have a mixed race child. But then the girl ends up in a concentration camp, but then she gets with a Nazi officer, and then she gets pregnant, and then the camp is liberated by the Americans. And the whole film was just like,
what's happening?
My, I got a crick in my neck from the entire film because I was like, no,
that's not, that did not happen.
But yeah, so definitely.
I feel like they would have probably allowed like certain racist things.
No,
not interracially, yes, not that. But I think they would have just allowed, like, I don't think they'd wipe. Like, for example, let's say every single black person.
Yeah, obviously
they wouldn't.
Not.
I don't think
they. And they had already colonized. Some countries, I can't remember which country, because I know Congo is French, isn't it?
Yeah, Congo is French.
I think Niger might be German. No, that's still French as well. There's, well, Germany colonized some countries in Africa. And
Morocco,
I think
Tunisia, they occupied Morocco,
yeah,
Tunisia, and Algeria as well.
And they were using it for minerals and stuff like that. So, yeah, probably would have used it for like a labor workforce, but anything other than that, crazy. Absolutely not. They would have won the war, and I would have been like, sayonara guys, I'm out, y'all have fun.
I'm gonna take a nap.
That would have been in my little paddle on the River Thames.
You little, you know how Pingu has that thing that, like,
the stick in the back.
I love the way Pingu talks. So
Pingu's actually my dog, man.
Do you know what kills me is the way his dad talks. I know this is such a different topic, but the way Pingu's dad talk just cracks me up. Like, how can man just say, and then Pingu's like,
and as a kid we understood every word.
Every
like,
word.
Tell him.
Like, what killed your shit, my boy? It's the animation of him spanking Pingu. Like, like, that is just so smooth.
It's the elegance.
Yeah, the elegance from spanking.
No, the elegance bank.
They had I don't know why they were playing that, because every topic he was being a little shit as well, like,
yeah,
every shouting he got was well deserved. Like, so then my mom would have whooped my ass.
There was some scary episodes of Pingu, you know, when he used to get sent out of the house, scared the shit out.
I don't remember it much, you know.
Do you know one used to scare me? And I'm not gonna lie, I was not a smart kid, but you know, like, Trapped and Jungle Run?
Yeah.
When they're like, the kids get eaten, and then they're like,
real.
You'll never survive.
You are the saboteur. Do not.
I'm looking at those kids like, why would you go?
Yeah. I remember Jungle Run.
Jungle Run used to be, I used to go on Jungle Run so bad.
I used to love that.
I used to want to go on that so bad.
Oh, same. All the prizes they would have
been. And then you got a little bit older, and then Total Wipeout replaced it, and you still sit there for both and be like, yeah, I could do that. I can do it.
Them fucking big balls that they bounce on.
Fire for that.
Could not do it.
Fire for that.
If you've ever seen me run for a bus, you know I can't do it.
What, the bouncy balls?
I can. Yeah. You never let slide,
bro. Oh, the punching balls.
You get punched in the gut.
I was grabbing the producers at that point. I'm on my period, you want to punch me in the stomach? Yeah, I'm deflating all of those bouncy balls. There's no way.
Let's spin.
Let's go.
Wow, that was a hard spin.
That was a good one.
Wild card.
Another one.
Someone else read it.
Do you want me to do it? I haven't read it.
Looks like one that we've already read.
I will. I think this one's different. I'll read it because I'm on struggles with these. Okay, Dragon's Den.
Yeah, go on. Watch.
Choose a partner. You and your partner must present a Dragon's Den style pitch about a made up product to the others. The catch is, you can only say one sentence at a time each. The dragons will then decide at the end if they would invest in said products. 2 out of 3 dragons needed to win.
Mm.
And that's how you read a card.
You read slow, I could tell. Okay,
so, yeah, I've got to choose a partner. Who am I doing this with?
Dragons.
Who have I not done a challenge with in a long time? I'm kind of looking at... No, but I feel like the boys have done a lot of challenges, and I feel like the girls get away without doing the challenges.
I bring a lot to the table. How dare you?
Read them.
No, that was a deflection because she hasn't done a challenge.
She hasn't done a challenge.
I have done a challenge. I was in your Dragon's Den challenge.
Yeah, but that was
you. Okay, yeah, you're right, because she done the 50s munch.
Yeah, it's your time.
Simon done Apprentice. And well done. Yeah,
it's your time. That was going
to
kill me.
Don't talk to me tomorrow morning.
No, I don't.
No more questions.
No questions. No questions.
So it's like an improv game. So we say one sentence each, yeah. So we're partners. Okay. I'm going to start off right. Hello, dragons.
Yo.
Hi.
We're here to discuss a product that we've had in the making for quite some time now.
Our product is going to revolutionize the market.
Do you remember what I said when I get nervous, I get the urge to throw up?
Damn,
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
You got this.
Right. Deep breaths.
We have had an offer, yeah. Just relax. Yeah, go on.
So tell us more about this product.
I'm waiting for my partner to finish her pitch, her sentence on the pitch.
Yeah, so with government-backed funding, we've been able to create a product with a gap in the market, which has been clearly identified by my colleague here.
We can't wait to show you a demonstration that my partner is going to demonstrate. What does the product do? Quick. Quick.
Cut the cameras.
And on that note, I'm out.
Yeah, no, officer.
This is the product. This is the product. What does it do?
The product is a pillow with an inserted microphone that mimics the voice of your partner. People in long-term relationships may benefit from our product.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Thank you. So, as my partner rightly said, that is the main use case for our products. But we have been exploring other markets, such as the prank market. We've been filling these up in toy stores to record your voice, hide it in a camouflage location like the couch, and then jump and scare your partner or whoever else in the house. When I press this button, it's going to make a sound that one of our prank functions do.
Ain't no fucking way.
Sorry, it's not working. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but you could I just interject there? You said that this was going to revolutionize the market. Could I ask why a prank feature would be?
Because I feel like it's a market that's not been explored enough, you know. Obviously, we don't want to boil the ocean. So let's just put a pin in that and circle back later.
Okay, I've got a question as well. How much money are you looking for?
That would be great if we put that in our pitch, wouldn't it? I'll let Deshana take this one.
We're looking for an investment of £25,000.
For?
Well, our product is environmentally friendly. It's cheap to manufacture. And we've already got distributors in place who could easily market the product for us.
And how much how much equity in this business will I get for my £25,000?
Well, for an investment of £25,000, we're looking for an exchange of about 15%.
15.
God damn.
I would have said 2.5.
Yes. Oh. Have you done it? Do you guys have any sales yet? Are you making money?
Yes, yes. So sales at the moment, we are. We have done year to date. We have done.
Are you okay?
375,000 in sales is what we have done.
In 3 weeks?
No, year to date.
Oh, okay.
Listen, yeah. Peter Jones, right? Okay, I'll come with that headbutt.
You don't speak to Peter Jones like that.
Peter
Jones will get active, you know.
Peter Jones will get active. So yeah, we've done 375,000 year to date, okay. You know. Gross, we're looking at about 35,000. Mm. So, you know, obviously we're quite small. We're not in any major retailers, but that's the next step. With a dragon's money, we're going to be able to get there. Obviously, for the long distance thing, for the prank thing,
Yeah, the prank thing.
And then, obviously, there's one other use case as well. I know my partner's very passionate about that one, so I'll let her describe that.
You're fired. You're literally fired.
You say The Apprentice. What are you talking about?
Nice. What
is another use case for our microphone pillow?
It's easily rechargeable. It's portable.
It's like teleshopping.
And it's actually
See, look, this is how good my partner is, because I'll tell you what the next use case was. It's espionage. And because she's a great spy, she doesn't want to tell you about it. But basically, you can put it in a room and record. So if anyone's chatting shit about you, right? Okay, Peter Jones and your long forehead. Then you'll be able to hear it, basically. So that's the other use case. So we'd really appreciate exactly. So if your friends decide to butt dial you because they're chatting shit about you, then you know, because you just put it in the room and you'd be able to hear. So basically, Dragons, that's the investment we're looking for.
How could you?
We asked for how much? 300?
25,000.
25,000.
For 15%.
For 15%, even though we've done far more sales than that. That makes no financial sense. Yeah. But yeah, any questions for us, Dragons? Let us know what you think. Who's in, who's out?
I'm just going to be straight with you guys. Mm-hmm. I think that, first of all, your partner has a much more clearer view of the product than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I would advise you to either... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go into business with yourself and
it's not your partner, you
know? Honestly, I completely agree. I think you're very unprofessional, very amateur. I don't really know what you're talking about. Your partner on the other end, though, I'd definitely give her 25 grand. I give her 25 grand for the free.
So, do we have a deal?
No.
Because you came in as a partnership, I'm gonna say I'm out because I just.
Oh, yeah. Is it me? I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So feel free to come back again by yourself, and then we'd be more than happy to discuss further. But as it stands at the moment.
Now, listen, Peter Jones, what's your problem?
As it stands, it's not looking
feasible.
Oh,
damn. Where did I go wrong in my pitch?
You came for Peter Jones' forehead, you gotta do that.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
That's where it
was. But listen, Stephen Bartlett, don't you start.
Stephen Bartlett. My dog.
You as well, Deborah Reedon.
Yeah, I'm out.
Say no more. Catch me outside the studio.
Let's go.
15 outside
the Don't bring him an umbrella.
No, because that's when you're going to say you're going to pretend like you're sleeping instead.
Mind your business.
So basically, Tashana won that challenge and I lost, even though we're mentally doing it as a
yeah,
honestly,
but,
yeah.
I'm just
talking
about my eyes just started involuntarily twitching.
No, you won your first challenge.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Don't make me have to improvise.
I set you up a lot.
But you didn't struggle, though.
You didn't struggle.
Yeah,
you
did your thing, man.
Okay, stop talking about it. Okay, moving on.
Let's spin that wheel.
All right.
I'm never going
to
forgive you.
Oh, we'll, again. We'll spin.
For fun? No, okay, maybe not.
Let my heart palpitations stop.
No?
Again.
Oh, wow, okay.
Ruled out against the wild cards. I'm going to run out of wild cards.
Can you spin
final destination is telling you guys what's going on.
Before you spin.
He's done it three times.
Again, we have to do it.
Conspiracies.
Oh, fuck it. Let's do a conspiracy. Oh. Let's hear it.
Do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
Why is it, or is he with a reading?
Do you believe in aliens?
I was trying to speak in an alien language. I tried to skip past it.
You're giving me trauma for reading now. It's really bad.
Can't ask you. Back on them phonics, bruv.
Okay, sound it out.
Do you believe in aliens?
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think they're how we imagine them to be, but... The universe is so big, life has to exist. 100%.
Yeah. What's that thing that the Enrico Fermi said? It was like, there's two possibilities. Either we are alone or we're not.
And both are equally terrifying. Yeah.
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 That's deep.
It's quite deep, isn't it?
What do you guys think about all them sightings that have been seen on, obviously, social media? It's not real claims, but there's been so much evidence of extraterrestrial life or whatever.
Them Pentagon videos.
It's hard. It's hard for me to see.
I mean,
well, to be fair, then are they evidence of alien life, or are they just evidence of unidentified? Because UFO stands for unidentified flying object, so it doesn't necessarily mean an alien spaceship. It could be a fighter jet or some type of animal. Yeah, it could be anything.
Or it's the Russians.
Like, if this is some kind of animal that moves at that speed and with lights on it and stuff, I wouldn't know what
that is.
That's
the thing. Mothman.
Yeah, Mothman. Mothman in the coffin. It's me. Trying to fly. Some neon lights are just doing this.
When you get your superpower, exactly, you'll be silent.
And the reason that supportive one there with the lights going. Land here.
I'm coming.
Don't forget to tag. So when he jumps off the roof, if I saw start hearing thudding later.
What are they doing? He's practicing his landing. Don't worry.
Never seen Simon and Superman in the same room. I'm just saying. Facts. I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
Simon probably jumped on top of him.
Yeah. Actually, can I get a lift? You see that video of that guy on TikTok when he's like, Spider-Man saving him, but he's saving a roadman. He's like, hey, Spider-Man, put me down. Because I would feel quite emasculated being saved by Spider-Man.
Yeah, imagine just, you're in his arms like this.
No, you're on front ways, like your legs are wrapped around.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just holding him in his neck and then he's like, put me down, bro.
Put me down.
Maybe just like, shh. Man's neck on your hand and neck like this, bro.
Get crazy with it.
For real.
Punch me, I bleed.
For me, I'll be torn. I'll be torn because I've always loved Spider-Man. Not in that way, pause, yeah? But I'm saying, as a kid, I grew up on Spider-Man. So if he's caught me and I'm like going through the experience of the thing, I'll be like, I want this experience, but not like this. There can't be another way.
Yeah. Spider-Man's gonna feel something poking him.
What other position is there? Because I've just imagined Simon like piggybacking him.
Yeah,
and it's equal.
It's the same as, you know, I got on my. It's not the same actually. It's very similar.
Mopeds and motorbikes.
Yeah, like I got on his motor, and he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. He told me to hold on to
the sides of your jacket.
Oh, it's a super bike, so I'm like, bro, I'm not going to hold on to the backpack, but I'm not holding you. So this is
I'm walking.
Done. Like, I'm not going to hold you like this.
Got
like,
no hands free, bro. Put your hands free.
Put your hands free. Back.
Slam into my hand on the guy's cap.
Damn, how did this go from aliens?
I was gonna say we were talking about aliens.
Sure. I do believe they're real. Yeah.
Do you think if aliens exist that they're either more civilized, like they're further developed or less developed than where we are currently?
I think we've probably got both out there somewhere.
I think both as well, yeah.
A mixture.
There's that whole thing where they saw a star not too long ago, it was emitting a signal, but it was like kind of pulsating, so they thought it was this thing called a Dyson sphere, which is like a thing that goes around a star and harvests the energy from a star, which makes it like a type 2 civilization. So there's like 3 tiers. And I mean, I don't know if it was that. I think they said it wasn't that.
I think it wasn't.
Kind of crazy. I think there's both. Yeah, there'll be little bacteria and shit like that.
Yeah.
But there might also be aliens. They might be like on another planet, like purple looking guys that are doing exactly what we're doing right now.
Imagine they're talking about Earth Idiots Anonymous. There's some dickheads on a couch right now. Crazy.
But guys, I think it's time to wrap up.
The show. So,
yeah. Hey, do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Real quick, guys, do us a favor. If you've been watching and you've been enjoying, please do leave some questions in the comments. As you can see, we're very much running out of questions. We're getting through a lot of these in each episode, so please do leave. So Omar's reading diseases. please do leave some suggestions in the comments. You did good today. And thank you to everyone as well. Big up everyone. And yeah, stay tuned. We've got some more behind the scenes coming and some more stuff to be announced soon. So thank you very much for watching.
Love.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
In a bit.